This week on Clown College. His whole time, he's been slowly dying of diabetes. We have never offered to buy him insulin, but as soon as the PS5 gets stolen, dude, we're on the fucking case.
It's priority.
PS5 is very important.
Priority.
That's like losing a... Well, it could be like losing a child, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost probably equivalent.
Hell yeah.
At least a pet.
That's emotional damage,
At least a pet.
Yeah.
All your games on there, do everything saved. Come on, man. Dude. That's Madden franchise.
All those fucking racist messages you sent when you lose in a video game are saved on there.
We all do it.
Yeah.
Don't let me hear a Chinese person on there.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They get it. You know
the,
what?
The worst is for women on the game.
Oh, yeah. I feel sorry for women.
If a woman ever spoke in a Call of Duty lobby, like... 2013. I mean, to present, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's immediately go make me a sandwich. Shut the fuck up, you bitch.
Or they're trying to hit on her, and then when she did, that's what.
And then one guy's going to white knight, and he's going to be like, "Don't listen to these guys."
Yeah.
You know, you can join my party. And
join
my
Discord.
Get on my Discord.
The first, those guys are perverts, bro. those are the worst guys. If I was a girl, I'd rather you just tell me to shut the fuck up. I think. Then try to, you know, seduce me on Xbox Live.
Yeah, that's weird.
And, like, you don't know what this person looks like.
I'm they
not
don't
saying
look
looks
good.
Are everything. I mean, they could.
They don't.
And you,
they don't, dude.
Never know.
They don't, bro.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make you sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on a ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while. If you're down to clown, we got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wellison, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wellison, and JJ.
Up, guys,
you know,
so enthusiastic.
Still, I know you just said we can't talk about it. I'm still upset about the basketball game, dude. I trained so hard.
Yeah.
Trained so hard on an outdoor court.
Sometimes you just go up against superior competition. I think that's what.
Yeah,
it comes down
I don't
to.
Know.
That right,
I don't
Brandon?
Know if that's what I would say.
Ain't that right, Brandon?
Well, you know, I still did my part.
So it ain't your fault you lost.
We all did our part.
No,
man.
Who would you say performed the worst?
I won the war, though.
Huh? Who performed the worst?
On the whole game?
On red team.
On red team?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't. Hey, listen, we had a rank. We got a rank.
So who was the best on your team?
Obviously, Brandon.
Let's see. How many shots did you make?
Oh, I made some, dude. I mean, some.
I think
Brandon was a best
Brandon.
Player,
give, who was your
rate them
first best to last?
Okay, let's see here. Damn, this is tough. So
yeah,
because I need to know how many shots you made.
I think you guys had a grand total of six.
Six shots altogether.
Yeah, and you made three.
I made three, so I made a little bit more.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, then I guess I got to rank myself at number one.
Okay.
I would agree with that.
So you did best then?
JJ.
Okay.
And then Charlie.
Why do you look at him?
Because.
Disgust. Brandon doesn't like losing, man.
No, man, dude. I won the war.
Hey, look.
I won the battle.
You just saying you need them to pick their shit up.
Hey, guess what? I accomplished what I need to accomplish. I mean. If you guys want to play again, we can pick our shit up. We will.
Hey, we'll play. First of all, you know, the first game, how many points did you score on me?
Well, we were warming up, so.
We were warming up as a real game, but somebody couldn't be on camera. And we had to scratch the whole first game, which I was dominating. But, you know, we won't bring that up. We won't bring that up. No, Brandon did his thing. Huh?
That's what we call it, a blessing.
Blessing in disguise?
Yeah. Blessing in disguise, man.
Mm-hmm. Who's in disguise?
Who's in the skies?
Yep.
God.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Say it with your fucking chest. Hell
God.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell
Walk
yeah.
Walk with me.
Walk
hey,
with me.
God is good.
Yes, he is. God is great.
Brandon.
What?
You black. JJ, God is good?
All the time.
Come on now. What's okay. wrong with you?
All the time, bro.
All the so, time?
All the time. Was this at church?
Yeah. You didn't go to church growing up?
No, I did sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Off and on.
My God is a...
Is a great guy.
Close. That's close. Very close.
Right? JJ, you know the rest of it?
Awesome God.
Hey! Oh. He raised from heaven above. And now that we have a Republican president back in office.
Wait, hey, hold on. I don't know that yet.
Oh, man. My
this
guess?
Is coming out after. Nah, the election's already done.
Nah, I think it's Democratic.
Huh?
I think it's Democratic that won.
Yep.
So...
It is a democracy.
Yeah. I don't know. This, yeah. That's yeah. my guess.
Mm-hmm. I think they both died. That's my guess.
Oh, they were both on the same plane, mm-hmm. you know, to the election celebration because they don't know who's going to win.
I think they're actually, yeah. I think their private jets crashed.
Yeah,
into each
there you
other,
go.
And somehow RFK is there.
Oh, yeah. He was driving it.
Yeah, he's flying the plane.
He's flying it, not driving.
Somebody hit him with the Vax. He died before impact.
Yeah, that worm just slid in.
And I'll also have jumped out of a plane by this time.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yep.
I escaped narrowly.
You did it.
By the skin of my teeth.
I wrestled a wrestler.
Dude, what if you're dead right now?
No.
We could all be dead.
We could all nah. we, there's a strong chance. Well, Brandon probably paralyzed.
Damn.
You know,
yeah.
I don't. He might not die, but paralyzation is on the table.
Okay, I have a serious question.
Yeah,
you know, if you get tased and you shit yourself,
mm-hmm.
are you still gonna let us post a video?
I wouldn't have it any other way.
There can't be any blurring.
No,
it has to be stained.
I mean, long as YouTube doesn't care. Yeah, I mean, they don't care. Fucking know what we're doing anyway.
I mean, but, there are over 400 subscribers on this podcast.
Dude. Yeah. Hey, yeah. And thank you. We love each and every one of you.
Thank you.
We actually do. We care way more about you than Trump or Kamala Harris.
Oh, you damn right we do.
Yeah.
And we'll do more for you.
We will.
Yeah, we will.
And I want a call to action right now.
Let's do
dude.
It.
Call to action. We have a friend of the Clown College podcast who was recently robbed, man. Robbed of his most valuable possession.
This is true.
Pat's house got broken into.
Yep.
Damn.
They took the PS5, man.
Oh, that's worse. That's probably one of the worst things that could ever happen, man.
Come on, man. That's your livelihood.
PS5. He got to go to work every day.
Every day.
He used to come home, get that little motivation of a PlayStation 5, and now he comes in there and you took that shit?
Come on, man. That's all he had.
Now. That's all he had.
You can't kick a man while he's down. Dude,
I don't know what the hell I would do if I went home and couldn't kick back, you know, take my shirt off and pants and shit. Now I'm just in the underwear. And now, look, there's no PlayStation 5 anymore, man.
Yeah, what are you gonna fuck do? Now?
How the fuck am I gonna watch TV?
Yeah, you don't want to watch TV. You want to play some games.
Yeah, and watch TV too
so,
at the same time.
What do you think we should do for Pat? Brandon, we'll let you make the decision. That okay, JJ?
Give him a PS3, maybe.
Yes, and that's what we'll do. Yes. We will pitch in for a PS3.
Hell yeah!
Game Boy Advance.
A Game Boy Advance. Mm-hmm. We'll throw that in on the low. That was the original PlayStation Vita. Or
yeah, I have that too. I have it.
You do?
Yep.
You gonna give it to him?
I mean, if he needs a game to play, you can play.
He'll loan it to him.
Yeah.
I'll throw some money to help Pat.
Oh yeah, Pat is a good dude.
Yeah, he Pat's a good dude.
I mean, he True. On this podcast, he said he spread nothing but positivity, dude.
I mean, he was so right about so many things.
The most sane statements you'll ever hear.
God, it was so good.
You can't stop him.
You can't stop him.
You can't.
You can't stop him. We're gonna lift him back up, Brandon.
Let who back up?
It's gonna take lift, all of
yes.
us. It takes it.
Yes,
it takes a village.
It's a village, yeah.
To raise one.
Yes, Doc. So we're gonna. I don't know if you guys out there, if you know Pat or want to throw something in, just. Put it in the comments.
Hell yeah.
This whole time, he's been slowly dying of diabetes. We have never offered to buy him insulin, but as soon as the PS5 gets stolen, dude, we're on the fucking case.
It's priority.
PS5 is very important.
Priority.
That's like losing a... Well, it could be like losing a child, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost probably equivalent.
Hell yeah.
At least a pet.
That's emotional damage,
at least
man.
A pet. At least dude. A pet.
Yeah,
all your games on there. Do everything saved. Come on, yeah, man. Dude. That's Madden franchise.
All those fucking racist messages you sent
on
when
you
that.
Lose in a video game.
Yeah,
are saved on there.
We all do it.
Yeah.
Don't let me hear a Chinese person on there.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh no.
They get it. You know what?
The worst is for women on the game.
Oh yeah, bro. I feel sorry for women.
If a woman ever spoke in a Call of Duty lobby, like 2013, I mean to present, really. Mm-hmm. I mean it's immediately go make me a sandwich. Shut the fuck up, you bitch.
Or they're trying to hit on her, and then when she did, that's what.
And then one guy's going to White Knight, and he's going to be like, don't listen to these guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you can join my party.
Join my Discord.
Get on my Discord.
Those guys are perverts, bro. those are the worst guys. If I was a girl, I'd rather you just tell me to shut the fuck up, I think, than try to, you know, seduce me on Xbox Live.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
And, like, you don't know what this person looks like. I'm not saying looks are everything. I mean, they could.
They don't.
And
you don't, dude. You
never know.
They don't, bro.
Yeah. I don't know. You think? I think nowadays, girls who game probably look a little better than they did back in the day.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the dudes.
Talking about Twitch streamers.
Oh, the dudes. No.
No, the girls. I mean that could go either way.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the dudes that hit on them. I'm like, there's no way those guys are normal.
Look
like
Shrek, you know.
But they could be sweet guys though.
Oh, probably.
You know, they can't talk to women in real life, and then like, oh my god, now I'm talking to somebody. And but they might want to kill him a little bit.
Like Curse the Cowardly Dog a little bit.
Yeah.
You know when your people like they get your a pet and they just squeeze it.
I think there's a famous work of literature about this exact same thing, dude. Of mice and men.
Oh, you're talking about special people, man. No.
No, I would.
No,
you didn't have to say it like that.
Okay, hold on. Listen.
I wouldn't. Why would you say that?
You said you people. Which one?
I was just talking about black people.
Yeah, dude. You ever heard of Michael Vick, dude?
Yeah.
Oh, you like
it's the modern day of mice and men.
Mice and men, yeah. What happened there?
He didn't he kill somebody?
Who?
Yeah.
On mice and men?
Oh. I haven't read the book.
Man, see, this is why.
No, he did kill somebody.
Did he kill somebody?
Yeah, he killed the rancher's wife on accident.
Yes, and
that was an accident, though.
And he was classified.
I don't know. I think she was doing she's trying to get freaky with the special guy.
Oh yeah, she was trying to.
She was trying to seduce the special guy, and he didn't know how to react, and he was just like.
He just wanted
to
pet her.
He squeezed that fucking mouse to death.
So you know what I'm talking about. Well, I'm not pointing.
What?
No.
What?
I mean, this is the pot calling the kettle black, you know?
First of all, I'm 2 points higher.
It was 3, which makes it funnier.
Oh, fuck you, God.
What, Brandon, what's your favorite American classic literature novel, dude?
Oh, yeah.
Novel? Like, you mean like a book?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Only 3 points. I'm going to kill other.
Damn, man. What's my favorite book? What's my favorite book?
You can't say the Bible.
It's a good-ass question.
No comic books.
Okay.
Did I have to finish it?
No.
No?
If you liked it that much, you didn't have to finish it.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like a really good book.
Yeah, because I read it for a little bit. Stopped. I mean, the book I've read fully was Al Capone Done My T-Shirt, but, you know.
Can you look that up? I don't know. I don't know.
What's that about, Brandon?
I forgot. It's about this dude. That
sounds great.
It's about this dude that has to go to Alcatraz because his dad becomes a guard, and he meets all the inmates, and Al Capone does his T-shirt or something like that. It's cool.
This book looks like it's from 1935.
Yeah, this is a Scholastic Book Fair book.
Yeah, but I also like Dangerous Rhythms, too, because it teaches you about how the mob was in the jazz world.
Okay, so that's two good ones.
Yeah, like Louis Armstrong was dodging bullets.
Ooh.
Yeah.
With his trumpet.
Oh, hell yeah. And he also was a big-ass pothead, too, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. He was saying he wouldn't even perform if people were, getting his way with that.
Oh, if they didn't let him smoke?
Yeah. He was like, I'm not going to be here. And hell just waddle off.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hell yeah.
A man of principle, dude.
What's your favorite literature?
I like A Catcher in the Rye, dude. That's my favorite American classic novel. Or a separate piece. You can make an argument for either or, dude. I think...
You said Catcher in the Rye.
Catch her in the Rye.
Right there.
Yeah, dude. That fucking... First of all, this is a very impactful book. You know, it's the reason they shot the guy, man.
What are we talking about?
It was the reason Kinsey? For killing, I can't remember if it was Lennon or when the dude shot Reagan, he was like, this was my inspiration.
He thought he could shoot Reagan. James S. Brady.
Oh, yeah.
Hometown hero.
JSB. How could you forget? But yeah, this book is cool. The main character is like a teenager. He gets beat up by a pimp because he hires a prostitute, and she comes in the room, and he just tries to talk to her.
Mm-hmm. Pimp said none of that.
Yeah, and he's just, I think dude just beat the shit out of him.
Yeah,
and that's really all I remember, besides the fact he goes to a museum by himself, which, you know.
So did he kill somebody or something?
Who, this guy?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, so why did it influence the shooting of one of those...
Well, I mean, I think if you're gonna go kill one of the famous whites, I mean, you're probably pretty far gone anyway. Yeah, so I don't think you need much of a reason.
That's true.
See, they made a
game. That looks like Natalie Portman, right? And that.
Oh, in Life is Strange.
Yeah.
Is that what that's based from?
Natalie.
No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
I don't know. My favorite is White Fang.
White Fang. Look that up.
Yeah, let's see what that is.
What's that about?
Great book. It's about a little boy who befriends a man that befriends a fang, wolf.
Like this?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope as hell, man. What is he, like a cowboy or something?
He's a man.
That's a man in the woods, huh?
And he befriends a wolf.
Does he have a sexual relationship with the animal?
They don't get sexual.
Not is that yet, part two?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's some furry stuff.
Yeah.
And this was
that's
a book?
Okay.
Can
and
you click on the book cover?
Hey.
Huh?
The book cover?
What, right here?
Yeah, that's it. That's what
that's
I read.
That's it, dude?
Mm-hmm.
That looks pretty sick. They did use the papyrus font.
It was dope.
They did.
Yeah, they did use papyrus.
Oh, my God.
Man, yeah.
And then they made an anime.
Oh, don't do the anime like that. Come on, man. That's not White Fang.
That's like PBS Kids right there, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Look at him. Why the chickens on him, man?
It's because he's a nice wolf.
Oh, he's a nice wolf?
Yeah. He only eats grass.
He's surrounded by cock, dude.
Oh, so he's vegan. Yeah.
He's vegan, yeah.
He's vegan right here. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's my book.
Brandon, you know what? I like when you take quizzes, dude. You should pull up a spirit animal quiz and see what your spirit animal is, dude. We should all find out our BuzzFeed spirit animal, dude. What's your prediction? For Brandon, I would say like a sloth.
No.
Nah.
I wouldn't give him sloth. I'm going.
It would have been too racist if I said raccoon. So.
No, because he's not a scavenger.
But he's cunning. He's crafty.
Orangutan.
Orangutan.
Well, I couldn't have said that, dude. For sure.
I mean,
they're smart.
Yeah,
they're the smartest of the.
Yeah, they are
of,
smart.
Of the ape and their kind. They don't attack. They don't attack.
They use tools.
Yeah, they use tools, yeah. And what they're good at, they're really good at.
Hell yeah!
And they're strong.
I fuck with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's get this test started. All right.
What's your favorite natural element, Brandon?
Ooh, favorite elements. Natural element.
Air, earth, fire, water, wood, or space?
Space.
I don't know how space got in there.
Yeah, I don't know if space is an element. Man.
Yeah, what the fuck? I don't understand.
The hell?
You going to pick it, though?
Yeah, I like space. Wouldn't go in it, though.
Mm-mm.
All right, it says, I feel at peace with myself most of the time.
Well, you didn't last night.
Yeah, that's somewhat inaccurate. All right, let's go to number two. I tend to be more down to earth than head in the clouds. What the hell does
you're
that
mean? You're chill as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, that
that's
means I'm
very
chill as
accurate,
fuck? Yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
you're
that's
chill
accurate.
As hell.
I go with it.
Right. But head in the clouds defines you, too.
Oh, yeah, man. I zone out so much.
Yeah, you probably should have read that a little bit more. I think you could have came somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, true. I find it easy to approach others. Like what? Like just a random stranger or something?
You find it easy to approach people.
Even if I know them and stuff already?
Yeah. Do you,
oh, that shit, hell yeah, that's accurate. Okay, yeah. All right, I frequently do things without a specific plan or schedule. Yeah, that is accurate. And days go anyway. The typical ordinary way feels like a... Hold the fuck up. The typical ordinary way feels like a betrayal of myself. The typical... What?
Like, do you like to do shit like your own way? Or, like, be unique in the way in which you do things.
Yeah, that's accurate. Let's see. I frequently come up with ideas or solutions. Yeah, that is accurate, too.
I would say that.
Yes, I would.
You have great ideas, man. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, man. Hell yeah.
Great skits at your Instagram. What is the handle?
my Instagram handle. Hold it up.
It's Brandon JW123.
Thank you. He got it.
That's I'm a big up. Fan. Dude.
Thank you, man. The more useful I am, the others, the happier I am.
It's also your name. But
I spend a lot of time observing before I act. Yeah, I told you, I zone out. Yeah, mm-hmm. I do that.
I don't think.
That's why they pulled me out of class one time, man. Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Thought I was special. I like to be impressive to others. Yeah, man, I try to make people laugh.
Hell yeah, mm-hmm. That's impressing people.
I'm always looking for new things to experience. That's true, too. Can't always be in a box, you know. Mm-mm.
Can't do it.
I live in a fast-paced existence. Yeah, yeah. Would you rather spend your free time? I'd rather go outdoors and walk or hike in a nearby park, no? Building something or engaging in creativity? Building something or engaging in creative activity like arts and crafts? That might be on the table. Playing video games or watching a movie at home.
Think we have a winner.
Damn, that might be it, but we got to keep going. Let's see, getting together with my friends and having fun. Ooh, going out.
That's a good one.
Reading my favorite book or website in bed on my couch. Mm. Okay, let's see.
So about to realize he likes the video games
way more
than us.
Can we pick two? Can we pick two?
You only get one, man.
I think you'll get one.
No, man, we got to get two. All right, one. Oh, damn. Okay.
Which one brings joy?
Yeah, you know what?
Between the two.
You know what? We're just getting together. With
really?
Friends. Hell yeah.
Okay, dude. Hell yeah.
Yep. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yep. I require a lot of time alone to recharge. Yes, I am an introvert too. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree.
Brandon has not said somewhat or fairly.
No.
He's one way or the other.
I seek out that's the real secret of the universe.
Dude, you do be seeking out
yes,
the secret.
Yes, I do.
You have space crack.
I space out all the time. I'm a
You're white fucking fang, dude. Yeah.
You're the
I am
wolf,
white fang.
Dude.
I'm
hell
a
yeah.
Fucking
hell
wolf,
yeah. What does it mean to be a wolf?
It says the power of the wolf brings forth fucking instinct,
uh-huh.
Intelligence, appetite.
Appetite.
For freedom.
Appetite for freedom.
Appetite for freedom and awareness of the importance of social connections. When a wolf shows up in your life, pay attention to what your intuition is telling you. What's the wolf's message? Check it out.
I don't think that was part of the description. But hey, yeah, Brandon, we always knew you were the wolf, dude.
Man.
That's a good one. That's
when
a good
I
one.
Think, Brandon, I think instinct, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Pure instinct. An appetite for freedom.
Yeah.
Intelligence. Defining characteristics of Brandon.
Brandon, that's a good one.
Thank you.
That's pretty sick, dude.
You pulled out a good one, dude.
Yes,
you're a fucking wolf. Don't let anybody tell you different, all right?
I know. Yeah.
So, hey, when you're facing that motherfucker, Adam Priest.
Yeah, the black bear.
Wolf is really just a smaller bear.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No. 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 No.
They're both predators, dude.
I mean,
you know?
They're both predators, but the wolf go out. I mean, the bear, he just go out there by himself, man. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, fuck all that.
Well, what
the
about
the wolf?
Like,
he
got to
bring
wolf.
His pack like we in Goodfellas or something.
Like, but I thought you loved the mob.
I love
dude.
The mob.
You support
stuff.
Everything they mm-hmm. do. Killing innocent women, children, yeah. selling drugs, poisoning the community. We love that shit, dude.
Nah, I just like the movies. Like Robert De Niro and Al Pacino.
Robert D.
Favorite, one of my favorite actors of all time.
Which one?
Robert De Niro.
Robert D. I love Robert
Al Pacino's
D.
there, too.
Yep.
Yeah, I love him in Daddy's
Joe Pesci,
Home, too.
Joe Pesci. Joe Pesci.
R.I.P. Joe Pesci.
No.
Pesci ain't died.
No.
I thought he was dead.
No. Nah. Man, don't do that. Please.
Is he not dead?
No.
Look that up.
Dead. He's not
I
dead.
Swear.
I got $5. He's dead.
I swear
on
my
on it. Shake on it.
Let me make a
shake
phone call
it.
First.
Yeah, shake on it.
Come on, man.
No, somebody died. What was his name?
None of them
shake
died.
On it, JJ. Don't be a bitch. You said
no,
you
dude.
Said what you said.
Dude, money's hard to come by these days. In this
God.
Economy, after the election, dude. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you that, yeah.
He's alive?
Yes, he's 81. He, mm-hmm. Come on, man.
Who was the guy that died?
None of them.
And he was in Cocaine Bear.
Oh, that's Ray Liotta.
Oh, yeah.
Ray
yeah
Liotta.
I told a lot of people at work that Joe Pesci was dead. I need to clear the air on that.
Man.
And nobody called me on it.
That crazy, man.
That's
Pesci
that guy,
can't.
Too.
Spitting nah. image, dude.
Looks yeah, he's gone, him. Though. He died.
It happens.
Yeah, rest in peace. Remember he was on a B movie? That's how I got introduced to him. When he was on the B movie.
Who?
Ray Liotta.
What?
Yeah.
The B movie? Yeah, with Seinfeld?
Yep. He was the one in the court case.
He was the lawyer?
And it's an animated.
See?
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he made. You remember he tried to steal his honey?
Wait, what?
Oh shit, he's the real name too?
He plays himself in the B movie? Yeah.
Damn.
That's how cool he is.
I've seen this movie. I do not remember that.
But I've never seen it.
And Vice City, too. You remember he was Vice City? He was, what's that dude's name?
He's the perfect. He has the perfect voice for that, though.
But yeah, he was in Vice City.
I love Ray. Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, man.
Goodfellas, man.
Goodfellas, one of the best.
He was in Goodfellas. That's all you need to say.
Yeah.
Cancel Christmas.
He's in the B-movie, Goodfellas.
I mean, come on. I mean,
some of the best cinematographic pieces ever, dude. Yeah. True artistry. I mean, look at that, dude. What can't be said about that?
I don't know.
It's perfect. This movie was awesome. He was
funny. Who the fuck? Is that Neil Patrick Harris?
Wait, Jude I think Law. That is.
Is that MPH?
No, it's Sting. Oh, it's Sting. Oh, wow. Who was that?
Oh, who? I get it. Sting.
Sting.
Yeah.
Sting.
Somebody like the wrestler?
No. Ooh. The singer. You know, whenever P. Diddy remade the song.
Oh, Roxanne?
No. I'll be missing you.
Yeah.
His Sting's version is I'll be watching you. I was actually listening to that today because we went back to the 80s for some reason.
You listen to P. Diddy's music right now?
Well, I'll be missing you is about Biggie, so you can listen to that.
Oh, yeah.
But I wasn't. I was listening to the Sting version.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's acceptable.
I'll be watching you.
Because I don't think you could use the Pat defense for P. Diddy. I don't think his hits are good enough to excuse it.
Well, I mean, hold on.
His music.
Yeah, but what? Like,
not his.
It was him and Mace had a run.
Who?
Killer Mace.
I don't think it's.
What the hell was that? Let me
search. Mace?
Up. Well, I know who you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think. His music outweighs his crimes. I think R. Kelly, there's a case to be made.
Oh, my God. This is so much worse. Like,
what the fuck? What is
P. Diddy's accused of overworking sex workers, right?
I think there's a lot more
than
that.
Is it more?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, blackmail to rape people.
Well, I didn't know about the rape.
I didn't know about
it's
that.
It's kind either. Of the, all
I think
the...
I think it was all blackmail.
So. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
This right here, this music video, Doc. This song, that's a banger.
Oh yeah, dude, they're in 2001: A Space Odyssey.
That was 2001.
Yeah.
Yo, did you guys see all that stuff on Instagram where they keep on saying be a victim, sign up now?
About what?
I think
you could get on there because the bus came through.
Yeah, but I didn't
and
get.
You
on
can
the
talk
bus,
about yeah. all about what happened to you on
yeah.
the bus.
Yeah, but I you could tell them. They won't tell nobody else.
I didn't get on the bus though.
Yeah, we know you didn't get on there.
Yeah, man.
Hey, right here.
I can't wink.
Yeah. Why not?
Because I didn't get on the bus.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I didn't? Okay.
The only reason Brandon didn't get on it was because it was full length.
I was just like, man. Because they like, no, sorry, no. Dude. When I heard on the bus, I was like, oh, man, so he's going to basically take all the girls from A&M. Mm-hmm. And they were like, no, not the girls, dudes. When I heard that, I was like, nah, I'm good. No,
and this was before all that came out.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was like, I'm good. It's like probably a year before. I was still in school.
Mm-hmm.
Who's on like the sus bus, bro? Diddy, Dwight Howard.
Howard's not on the sus bus.
He's just gay.
Yeah, or bisexual, whatever. He's something like that.
Is he open about that?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh yeah.
He's on Dancing with the Stars.
He is on Dancing with the Stars.
That's the straightest shit ever, dude. Of course you want to have it's like Jake, you have your buttons open to here. Everybody's uncomfortable.
You got to put gay at the end.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, now we're just looking at pictures. Yeah. Okay.
But hold on, don't get off of images. All right.
Hold up.
Yeah, this is not the one you got to look up on images. So he finally admitted he was gay.
Yeah, so yeah.
I didn't know he was out, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Well, no, we know Diddy's gay now, or at least bisexual.
Well, I don't know that. I don't think these
claims.
He said he was. That's the only reason
sex with me.
I'm saying that. No, that's the claim. But we don't know what really happened. You got to give a man due
in the
process.
Black community, being called gay is a death sentence, I think. Like, man, that. Like,
they're coming. They're more coming around now. But yeah, it ain't good in the black community. No. Like you will get talked about.
Yeah.
But it just takes just like whenever you have racist white people. It's just like that when once they have kids that are mixed, then they're like, you know, all that shit goes out the window. Once you have kids that are gay or
if you're a gay black dude, to make up for it and for people to be cool with you, you have to sing in the church choir.
Oh, and they, yep.
That absolves you of your sins, dude.
Yep, 1,000%.
Why is it every single black church choir is led by a gay black guy?
Because they can sing, man.
They can,
they
dude.
They can sing. And you want, like, when you go to church and you have to, like, because, you know, you get some worship members who just can't sing, but they always want to be up there. When you get a gay black dude up there, you about to have some good music.
Yeah.
He about to sing that shit from his diaphragm.
Now, what do you think would happen if you place gay black dude in white mega church, bro?
I love him.
What goes on? Does the place explode?
He just won't be able to say, like, he won't be able to talk about being gay in there if it's, like, hardcore Christian. Not like,
yeah.
Like,
if no, it's
lenient.
I'm just
they
saying.
Have lenient ones now who are don't care. But, like, if they care, they'll love him. He just can't say he's gay.
Yeah. Hmm. Don't ask, don't tell. Yeah, don't still, ask, don't tell. Still in effect.
Still applies in Christian. But he could sing. They would probably overlook it, though. If you bringing the house down in the mega church, come on now.
Yeah.
That's the same thing as a fucking pop star or some shit.
Yeah, dude, you'll go in on a zip line.
Yeah. No bullshit. Yeah. With wings on.
Yeah.
Fucking angels.
Me sick, dude.
That's dangerous as hell.
That's how Owen Hart died.
Yeah, that's what I was finna say. And he had the wings, the blue blazer. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
His wings didn't work that
day. He didn't want to do that shit. Yeah.
Imagine being a fucking kid and seeing that.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when it happened.
You paid.
And people say wrestling's fake.
Yeah. But they cut it. They cut it fast.
They cut off the TV.
Bro. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you got to, man.
And
you
then they kept the show going.
Guy on there.
Yeah, they kept the show going. I don't think you were able to see him actually hit.
No. Because it's like a delay.
Yeah. I don't think you were able to see him actually hit, and then they cut, and then JR and
Jerry the King Lawler
came on and was like, something horrific just happened. I think they even knew he didn't die at that. They knew while it was going on that he died.
Yeah.
But like, how do they, in that day and age, get that cut off to where you don't see live him falling to his death? Because it is a live event, is it not?
Yeah, but there's always a delay.
But, like, you still see Chris Rock get slapped at the Oscars in 2020, whatever. You know, like, how do they not cut that
you
off?
You think they're cutting that?
No, nobody want to cut that.
Nobody's talked about the Oscars like that ever. I mean, since like fucking Marlon Brando was on there or some shit.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. But do you think if the Owen Hart thing happens today, they cut the stream?
Yeah.
Because
watching somebody die, nobody's going to like that. Nobody's going to feel the same. Just like when Damar Hamlin went down for the Bills and he got hit and he actually died on the thing. It's hard to come back from that. People don't like that.
Yeah. It's like making a pedophilia joke.
What?
If you lose him,
oh yeah,
it's hard to get him back, dude.
Oh yeah, oh dude. It's rough. Just ask Jake.
Yeah. Well, you know they talk
well,
about
when
that
you look like that.
Exactly.
They talked about that in the documentary though. Like how they kept going after he died and how everybody was crying and stuff and just felt horrible, but they still had to do it.
Yeah,
they didn't have to.
I don't think they had to.
Because Vince was like, that's what I wouldn't want if I died. I want them to just push me out the way.
And he's probably being for real.
Yeah.
I believe him when he says that.
Yeah,
because they kept going when he blew out both of his quads getting in the ring. That was hilarious. He's just sitting down, mad. He's furious. Can't stand up.
Good times.
WWE's had some wild shit, man.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But still, I don't understand how we don't talk about the Rey Mysterio versus Eddie Guerrero match. Eddie Guerrero also fucking died.
Rest in peace.
In the ring?
No.
He had a heart attack. They do coke. When you do coke and steroids, you only got a little short shelf life.
I feel like the steroids would make your heart stronger.
No.
But yeah, like they had a custody battle, like a ladder match with a briefcase for the custody papers of Rey Mysterio's son.
Ooh,
at SummerSlam.
Now.
Custody battle.
Hold on.
The ladder.
I remember this
the
match.
Fucking ladder match.
Yeah, this is at SummerSlam.
Please,
Look at that.
Oh my God. That's the dude that he's a wrestler now, right?
Yeah, he's big right now. See, here he is now. Like, he's really, like, he's on Judgment Day.
Holy
shit. Because he totally thought this was real. He totally thought that
that's crazy.
Hell.
And it is also hilarious that Vince McMahon's like, how are we going to appeal to the Hispanic audience? Wild. Custody battle.
Yep. Got the little lowrider. Hydraulics. Shit. Yeah.
How does this happen, man?
They were crazy with some stuff. Like, you remember, what was it, Crime Time? And
there's also rape.
Oh, yeah, there was.
In the WWE storylines?
Vince McMahon would do it. Like, right there.
That was crazy. But in the documentary, they were like, Sable had sued the WWE for sexual assault or sexual misconduct allegations. He hired her back, and the first storyline was they're fucking.
That's crazy.
That's the first fucking storyline. He's talking about it. This is before all this shit came out about Vince McMahon, and they're having the interviews with him. He's like laughing. He's like, yeah. Did you see her? Yeah.
Crazy. That is insane, dude. But there's a storyline where, is it Kane? Hmm? Kane, like, rapes one of the female wrestlers.
Was it Stephanie McMahon?
I don't remember, man. I don't know. She has the baby, and then he kicks the baby.
No.
On TV.
That's crazy.
It's like a fake baby.
Yeah.
Obviously. You know? But it's just shit like that. How do you put that on TV, man?
Fucking genius, man.
When you think about, like, imagine these are all grown people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing this for mostly children.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Well, they
changed
it up around 97.
Wrestling is a lot of adults love.
But
wrestling.
At that time, was it mostly adults?
I would say it's probably like 60-40.
Adults to children?
60 children, 40 adults. Percent. Mm. Something like that. Because, I mean, you just look out in the crowd. All these, Brandon, like, all them people be out in the crowd. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they be fat and white.
Damn, right. <Ryan, laughs> What the fuck? But I'm just one? Oh, there's Brandon, too. Yo, did you ever hear the origin of, like, Sable, right, and how she got into WWE?
Mm-mm.
Because she used to go out with, what was his name, Mac Miro? Have you ever heard that wrestler? Mm-mm. Oh, or Mark Miro. Hold on, I'm probably butchering his name. But, hold on.
So, Mark,
yeah.
It was this guy.
Oh, the and, Fabulous.
Yeah, so he was originally going out with her, and then one day he was in the office Mark with Merrill. Her, and Vince McMahon saw Sable and was like, wait a minute, she needs to be on wrestling. Like, look at her. And then he takes her, and she gets famous on there, and they're going out being a team. And eventually, like, one day she ends up cheating on him with guess who?
Vince.
Brock Lesnar.
Oh, damn, yeah. they was dating all the way to where she got with Brock?
Yeah, and then, actually, he found out, like, he was watching her kids and then, like, found out on the phone or something like that.
Scroll down that picture on the right, all the way to the right. Under the big picture.
Right here?
Under the big picture.
Where's the big Brandon, one? Right here?
The big picture on the right.
Oh, right here?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a Sable, I remember. Yeah, damn right.
Sick. We need the guy on the right to play QB for the Jags. He'll fit right in.
Yeah. Took that L. It was a good game, though. You guys look good.
The refs, dude. The refs.
What call?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Dude, we fucking suck, bro.
Yeah, you do.
We suck so bad.
I got a feeling you guys are going to win. You're going to win this week. Who do you play?
We play, shit, I don't know.
Vikings? Lions?
I don't think so.
No, we play the Lions.
Eagles.
The
Eagles, yeah.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
Well, we beat the Eagles fucking suck, dude.
Jalen Hurts ain't no shit, though.
But Florida's going to win this week, dude. We're playing some little bullshit school I never heard of, dude. Georgia or something like that.
That's who y'all playing?
Yeah.
Oh, y'all about to get the shit.
No, we're winning that, dude. I guarantee you we'll win this game and lose for the rest of the season.
For real? That's how y'all get down?
That's just the type of shit we do, man. We pull one out of the bag, and we're like, that's it. Let's get fucked up now. Show up to the game, just get 150 yards and penalties in the first half, and then, you know, it's over. That's what we do, man.
Oh, I hate. I'm so glad I don't have teams like that, man.
Yeah, dude. It's when I got into the Gators, I was a young man, dude, and there was a Christian leading the team.
Timmy.
And then everybody else was a criminal. I didn't really realize it yet. A couple of those guys went to the NFL and then killed some people. You know, Cam Newton was on that team. He stole a laptop.
Oh, that's
then
nice.
Went to Auburn and won a national championship.
Yep.
So, you know,
MVP.
There's give and there's take.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is the worst crime? Killing somebody or raping somebody?
Holy shit. Damn, that took a turn.
Oh, man. Dude.
Damn.
Murder, though. Probably. Straight murder. Like, not accident, vehicle, manslaughter, no shit. I'm talking about killing somebody.
Probably, I would probably say rape is worse, man.
Okay.
Because it's the same feeling of just like powerlessness, and you have to live after that.
Yeah, that's okay. That is. Yeah,
so you say that?
Yeah, I agree.
So you would rather be raped. I mean, you would rather be murdered than raped. Yeah, put it on.
I mean, I'd rather stay alive, but I'm saying I would say for most people.
No.
Same. Yeah, I wouldn't want to get murdered.
I mean, so you'd rather really want to do either of them.
No, I wouldn't want to do either.
You had a choice.
Yeah, we got to live, I guess.
Yeah, so you would pick two.
I mean,
in that situation.
We got to pick this. This is great.
I was about to ask a fucked up question.
What?
What?
Is it a man or a woman?
A man.
Oh, man. Damn.
Men,
Brandon, would you rather die or be gay, dude? That's the question.
That's a crazy ass question, man. Damn, that's crazy.
You're putting me in between a cock and a hard place.
That's a crazy question. What? Are we waiting for an answer?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, I guess we'd have to be gay.
Yeah. Of course. We don't want to fucking die. Yeah,
but what if he just kills you afterwards?
Now you just
put stuff. Because now you're adding to it. Because now you want me to just say die.
No, man. I won't want any bad things
sound
to happen.
Sound like you want
to
me
man.
To say murder?
Why are you looking at you?
Oh, my God. Dude, you break up the gay stuff. He starts getting aggressive,
no,
man.
No, man. No. I was just... Nah, man. Yeah, but that's
a I don't know. I think I'd rather live, but still,
yeah,
man, that would suck.
Yeah, they both suck. That's the two worst things.
I would tell
them. I don't know. Not paying your taxes, dude.
You'll get more time. You'll get more time for not paying your taxes. I'll tell you that shit.
Vince McMahon would have went to jail 30 years ago if he didn't
pay. You ain't lying.
That's what they did to Red Fox. Remember that? What?
Yeah.
What? Hold up. Let me move it over here.
No. This doesn't make any sense now, so this will get cut. But I had a gift for the next time I was on the pod, and Brandon just reminded me of it. But I forgot about it because it was just today we talked about it. But anyways, I'll get it to him later. I have a Red Fox tape for you.
Ooh.
I don't know if you have a way to play a tape, but I have it.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, of course he does.
I would have guessed. It would have been Brandon, Scott Curtis, probably Dan. They got something to play a tape, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got it. I got VHS tape, too.
Yeah, I do have a tape player. You got a tape player at the house?
Yeah. Wait, tape? Like, what? You talking about, like, cassette tapes?
Yeah, cassette. Yeah.
Brandon's job in school is to get the pencil to rewind the tape.
Yeah, I do. I got a cassette tape. I actually do.
Nice. I don't. Damn.
A cassette player?
Yeah, because I got, like, a thing that's a record player and also a CD thing. And it might have a cassette to it also.
Yeah, it's like a 3-in-1.
Yep.
CD... Cassette, yeah. That's
I think we got a radio that has a cassette player in it. Mm. I don't know, dude.
That'd be a cool thing to buy, though. Just some retro, just have some shit. My first ever cassette was Eminem, The Real Slim Shady.
On cassette?
Yeah, cassette. On fifth grade, riding to the bus, and we had it in the Walkman.
Damn, dude. Do you think you could get, like, a new, like, Lil Baby album on cassette somewhere?
Probably.
Yeah, let's see.
You think it'd sound better on cassette
tapes? Guarantee some small business makes these things.
There's some, like, gentrified shop in Brooklyn that sells this shit, dude.
Yeah.
And the guy that owns it looks like Charlie.
What does that say? Lil Baby.
Yeah, that is the My Turn album on cassette. That's wild. It's only $13. Wow.
Yeah, man.
Let's just buy a whole bunch of fucking cassette tapes.
Wait, what?
That doesn't
look
like...
That's a different
one?
No, that's a Vaporwave album.
Oh, let's go back to this then. I just... Actually, hold up. Is that another one?
Oh, it's Eternal Take. It's Lil Uzi.
Uzi Vert?
Hell Lil Uzi. Yeah.
Eternal Take 2 just dropped, like, recent. I think it was today.
Damn.
I didn't listen to it, though.
You listen to that new Tyler, the Creator album?
No.
They've been coming after Tyler, the Creator, dude.
For what? I've seen somebody put that in the group chat.
He talked about doing one of those crimes that we were just talking about. Mm-hmm. Talking about Taylor Swift.
What crime?
He talked sexually assaulting Taylor Swift.
For real?
And just people in general.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was from like the Goblin album, I think.
Oh, 2011. Like
back in that time.
Yep, Yonkers was on there. But Goblin, yeah. That was Our Future.
I think that's what it
why,
was.
Why are they coming for him?
Because, you know, he went after Taylor Swift.
Oh, he went after Taylor Swift.
Yeah, and white women are just now finding out about Tyler, the Creator.
Oh,
so
my God.
Just,
and once they get on the job, God damn it.
Yeah.
They're going to do
over.
It.
He'll be dead within
Swifties
weeks.
Yeah. They're going to have old lyrics to cancel him.
Yeah, let's look at the lyrics, though.
All right, let's see. None of the lyrics? Okay, let's just
I thought it was up there.
Oh, hold up. Let me see.
Scroll up a little bit.
Right here?
No,
down. Down.
And like in the middle.
In the middle?
Key yeah. facts.
Oh, there goes some. Hold on. Tyler, the Creator, whose real name? Okay.
Tron Cat.
He got, oh, yeah, I have listened to him bringing
up. Tron Cat lyrics.
Oh, man, dude. Tron Cat is crazy. I've heard that song.
That's an old song?
Yep. Came out in
2011, yep. It looks like.
I've heard this song. It's wild as hell. It's a good beat.
Fuck is Tron Cat?
It says, Satan's getting jealous of the wolves. The demons say they preferring us. Books on not giving a fuck what they're referring us. Wolfgang Wolves, I know you heard us. We're murderous and young enough to get the fucking priest to come flirt with us. You niggas rap about fucking bitches and getting head. Instead, I rap about fucking bitches. Hold on. Instead, I rap about fucking bitches and get ahead while you niggas stacking bread.
Hey,
I can stack a couple dead bodies, make a rock look less of color, more of a hobby. I'm not a rapper nor a racist. No, not a rapper nor a rapist nor a racist. I fuck bitches with no permission and tend to hate shit. Brag about the action and rhyming pattern matter. Then proceed to sat her down when I go splatter in the chatter in her chatterbox. Attaboy, Our Future, you're not in our category. Torture with the super soaker at the Asian looking store. This racist. Is the type of shit that made a Chris Brown want to kick a whore.
That Jesus song, Christ.
That makes song about wet blockers when it rains and pours. I hate this screaming, fuck pathetic. Got niggas shaking like the commas fucking Haitian. After chronic masturbation. Asking where Mary Kate went, I want to be the reasons why all lesbians hate dick. I make this damn Bullwinkle the Red Moose game duck, duck, duck tape with a dead goose.
Mm.
She's running around this motherfucking dungeon, her legs loose, until I accidentally get the saw to her head. Oops.
Victim.
Go through the whole thing. I was just trying to find...
Yeah, my bad.
It's weird lyrics, man. But this is your king, huh?
Yeah, it's a good song, but not
catch me with a bunch of fucking Mexicans crossing the border.
Look, sick. He wants to talk about Trump.
Yeah, wait. What is
what? Which one?
I can't read that lyric, but
where?
I just I got these cracker doctors saying yeah.
Bob.
I can't see where y'all at.
Read that line, Brandon.
Yeah, Bob, this nigga's sick. Animal safari, if I offend you, I'm sorry. Because I'm the blackest skinhead since India Ari. I don't smoke weed, so no need for the matches. I said fuck coke. And now I'm smoking Hitler's ashes. Damn.
Hey, I know what you're talking about. I can see what Jay is talking about.
Yeah, hard, bro.
Yeah.
And he also, if you go down a few lines, he says in some Kanye West glasses, screaming out, and then says some slurs towards
the says the F word.
This is your king?
Well, this song...
This
song
atrocious
looks
things.
Bad. You got to see the other songs. He got a lot of good songs.
He got good with Uplifting.
Hell yeah, some good Uplifting. Listen to...
I don't...
Call Me When You Get Lost, that album.
I won't. He's not my type of.
Not your type.
Not
and now
even.
He's gay.
Who? Tyler?
Yeah.
He's gay?
Bisexual.
He's both. He goes both ways.
Okay.
So I guess
well,
he can
say
it.
Then.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, he goes both mm-hmm. ways.
Well,
he went out with Jaden Smith, remember?
No, I don't remember.
Oh, no.
Dom does keep up with that type of news. That's what he likes to see.
I don't think I've ever heard one song by it.
From oh, man.
No, I know one. Damn, he's real popular.
Earthquake.
Yeah, that's good. I like that song. Earthquake. Yeah, that's good.
See You Again.
Nope.
No.
I know Earthquake, though. That was a good song. But he shouldn't have said these nasty things.
Yeah.
He said he had a lyric specifically about Taylor Swift. I think he talked about sexually assaulting her. But
in back in the day, and they pulled it up.
Ooh. Yeah, but I mean, he was still kind of famous at that time.
Mm-hmm.
This one's the worst one. You ever heard the Garbage one?
Is that Oscar the Grouch?
Garbage, his lyrics. Yeah, you know about that one. Garbage, that one where he talked about how he's a salesman, like in California, like killing people, like with drugs and stuff. That shit's.
He made it for GTA 5.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
That's why you got to do that. You know.
GTA. So maybe he's just an actor rapper.
Yeah. See.
Like They hold little squad is funny though.
Yeah,
yeah,
true.
The Odd Future. They had a Loiter really squad? Funny show.
Loiter Squad.
Loiter Squad.
I never watched.
Funny,
it.
Bro.
I watched. Oh, man, what's I that? What's that nigga name? Staples.
Vince Staples.
His shit. I seen a couple episodes of his show. That shit was funny as hell.
That was funny. It was weird, but it was funny.
Yeah, it was weird.
Hell yeah, he was on the Grinch too.
I like that kind of like Atlanta type weird shit.
Yeah, the Grinch.
Huh?
I said he was on the Grinch too. You remember he did a soundtrack for the Grinch?
Yeah, I remember it.
Hell yeah.
Vince Staples did the Grinch music?
No, not Vince. That's the Miami.
Oh, my bad.
Nah, Vince. Hey, he
my
did
bad.
Have his
the
own
Grinch
cartoon,
discography.
Though.
I should have been more familiar with.
Yeah, Laser Wolf.
Yep.
You watched that?
Yeah, I watched it probably 3 times.
Oh, you did? You liked it?
Because it has a laser and a wolf.
Yeah, makes sense.
You're half of that, dude.
Yes, I am.
Yep.
You and Uncle Laser, Laser Wolf, dude.
Hell yeah. You hung out with Uncle Laser, didn't
what
you?
What
yes,
the
I did.
Hell? Okay.
He snorted my dab pen.
Yeah.
He snorted
what it. Happened there?
Remember he snorted it? Like he took it.
Oh, yeah. And pen. Then you put your mouth back on it.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't know until somebody told me.
Well,
Jesus Christ, I didn't know you didn't know.
Yeah, somebody told me. I was like, it's all right.
Yeah. It's a little boogers.
Yeah.
I might have fought him. We might have had a problem.
Yeah, what is this?
Yeah, this is a Vince Staples cartoon. Or he was at least in it. You see, the wolf got his eyebrows, right?
Oh, okay. He got big eyebrows?
Yeah. I think so. I believe so, yeah.
They're quite pronounced, dude.
Yeah.
I like the alternative blacks. We need more. We needed more of them when I was younger. Actually, I don't know. I say that, but I liked whenever everybody had to be hood.
I like my. I like alternative blacks as well. My favorite is Mario Judah.
Oh,
that's my favorite.
You never seen Mario?
Please pull
Judah?
Up Mario
Man,
Judah,
he's
dude.
He's crazy. Didn't he do Big Ya?
Yeah. Yeah. Please, dude. That song's so fucking good.
Oh man, that's show. Man,
what
Mario Judah?
This dude, I've seen him.
He's
before.
A beast, dude. Die very rough.
Like Death Sentence if he was a rat.
He is
I
like
just
Death.
Know
Sentence.
He stinks.
There's no way he smells good.
There's not a chance, and he doesn't understand why people get mad when he comes around.
I'm thinking stale Cheetos and just general must.
He smells like a Junior Whopper.
Oh yeah, that's nice.
Like when they you leave it in your car.
Oh, I don't. I
you come
I
back in. It's exactly
can't say
what
I've done that
like.
One.
Man, he might be. What does he do?
He raps, man. He makes music. Just good guy for the community.
Yeah, big guy.
Is it?
He's one of these demon worshiper type.
Yeah,
people. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You should hear. Oh, you remember when he was talking to Drewski?
Look at you.
You don't remember that?
No.
Yeah, he was like talking to Drewski. He kept on saying "nigga," and then Drewski was like, "I don't like the way you said that."
Drewski, that
he does
dude.
Use the hard R in the song.
Yeah, and Drewski's like, "I don't know, it doesn't feel right."
Yeah, I could see. It's sometimes, sometimes you.
Mario, that's crazy. Mario judo. What? Mario doing judo. That's funny.
Yeah, what is this?
That's smart shit. I didn't know they had judo in the London Games. What the fuck? That's dope as hell.
Yeah. Right. Do you think you could beat Jake in a judo match?
Hmm. Well, I mean, by train. Yeah, by train.
How about this? I train you, not in a judo, but wrestling, and I'll train you, and I guarantee you'll beat him.
Oh, yeah.
How's that sound? And I can't believe, because I remember last time we were talking about me and him. That's not a competition, so I won't even do that.
I think he could beat you.
No, I mean,
in judo.
I got to see it. Who? I got to see it.
Jake.
Jake can't beat me in anything physical.
But Jake is a judo guy.
Hey.
Yeah, I absolutely got him.
Yeah, I got you.
Thanks, Brandon. Nah, Jake probably could beat you in like Krav Maga.
Yeah,
no.
he'll say
he knows how to do it, but really.
But that is the Jew karate, bro.
Is it?
They made it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it the worst one? Form?
I don't know. I don't really know what it is. Isn't it? Is it all defense or what is it?
It's definitely all defense.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you feel like circumcise yourself. You know, like, you know,
I feel like if he trains on get back to his routine, I mean, it could be a challenge for any of us.
No.
I believe it, man. I give it a benefit of doubt because, you know, you underestimate him. You never know.
No.
Jake did say he was world class at jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, like, what if he really
don't
is?
Care.
He could be world class.
He could be literally the best person with a move, and I will destroy him in a matter of seconds. I mean, full control. Full control if I won in 16 and a tap out probably within 35 seconds.
I don't know. I'd have to see it, man.
Yeah.
I'd have to see it. Jake is a world-class athlete, as he said. Yeah. As you can see from his weightlifting tutorials and whatnot.
he won't problems. Do it, though. You know that, right?
He has the most efficient shot in basketball. It has zero arc. It goes straight to the goal, dude. He wastes no energy.
Did you say he played defense with his hand in his pocket?
Yeah, I did. like the hoodie pocket. So he's standing like a Jesuit priest. It was very strange.
I missed out.
And you say this guy could beat me.
Well, I mean, that's basketball. Mike Tyson couldn't do basketball. You saw how bad he was at basketball. But
it's the point how unathletic and how his hips don't move at all in a way.
I mean, his hips don't move for basketball, but I don't know if they move for that.
You wrestled him, right?
Yeah, in his room.
And then you felt me in the paint, right?
Pause.
Yeah.
There's a clear difference.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Jake is a lot more forceful than you, man. He does have a lot of size and strength on you. So
now we're doing it. I don't think he'll do it on camera, but yeah, I don't think there's a chance.
But can we just do it anyway?
We don't have to do it. Now you can be making me mad, Brandon. It's really pissing me off. I can't believe you saying these things. And when I do
and
it, I'm not even going to look at him. I'm going to look at you dead in your fucking eyes.
Uh-huh.
I'm not even going to look at him once. It's how easy it's going to be. I'm like, you fucking thought this motherfucker could beat me?
And you can tell he's not trolling either.
He really believes that Jake can beat you at this. He really believes this.
I have to see it. I haven't seen. Like,
no,
I have to see
you saying he can.
Yeah, I have to see because I don't know. I give people benefit of the doubt.
Who do you think would win in a street fight, bar? Like, just you can do whatever you want. Dom,
I'll give it to Dom.
Thank you, Brandon, because I was going to get very angry.
I'll give it to you.
But do you think if Jake and Dom fought 10 times in a bar, how many times does Dom win? How many times does Jake win?
10 times? All right. I guess maybe I'll give you like probably 7 or 8.
Jake doesn't beat me one time. He probably doesn't hit me.
No.
Unless
he's 0-1 right now.
Who?
Jake. He is 0-1 right now. One significant strike. No retaliation. But
damn. Yeah. I didn't say that, Jake.
We have fun on this podcast.
Yeah, we
guys.
Do. We do, man. But I'm disappointed in you, Brandon, and it hurts.
I just gotta see, man.
And you will see.
Okay, what if Jake and Dom both wore those big sumo suits that are like the big plastic ones, and then they fought in those? How many times do you think Jake or Dom wins most of the time?
Those big ass suits that real puffy. That go either way because if you fall down, how you gonna get up in that suit? Mm-hmm. Especially if it's all puffed up.
So probably a person with the best and balance.
Yeah, it depends on who gets fell on first. So if he falls on you, he could try to waddle up. And it's gonna look very weird, but he might get some hits like that. Or you fall on him, damn. You fall on him, that might That might be it. Like, the thing might, yeah, he might die.
Okay, but who do you think wins in a fight? Jake before the groin surgery and without an inner ear infection, or prime Alex Pereira?
Prime Alex Pereira.
You think he wins?
Hell yeah, man.
I don't know, man.
You never know, though.
If Jake had his balance.
You have to see. Don't you have to see?
I've seen. All I need to see from Alex Pereira, man. He's on. I watched.
You didn't see him go against Jake, though.
But, nay. Alex Pereira, I've watched it. I've seen it. There's no way.
The disrespect. I'm a collegiate wrestler. I am a state qualifier. I am combat certified.
But Jake's a world class athlete.
Yeah, he said that. He has a yellow belt in jiu-jitsu. If he even has a belt, let's be honest. Does he have a belt?
Do they make one big enough? I don't. Just kidding. Love you, Jake. Sorry, man.
All right, let's get off of guy. I am really getting mad.
I just this see no fun. Footage of nobody, man. That's it. I just, like, if I saw footage, then I'd be like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just don't know.
You want some footage? Google Dominique Carr senior record. No, I was just like,
oh, man, I was like, shit, let's see.
I was just kidding. Wake the fuck up.
Yeah, man.
What, dude? I was letting all that bad energy out, bro. What?
That's crazy.
What?
We yawning.
Yeah, right?
I know, right?
How dare he?
Yeah, man.
Get in his ass, Brandon.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I didn't know what you were talking about, dude.
My bad. Yawning. Like, yawn. Mm-hmm. It's go time. Woo!
You better chill before I get Rick Jake Flair. Come over here and beat your ass, dog.
Rick Flair. Oh, nah, man.
Oh, you guys get this man hurt.
Because I did hear I was watching a white woman on Instagram Reels talk about how Jews control black people through a certain type of magic.
Mm-hmm.
And so he might be able to, like, freeze you right there.
I can see him trying to be that energy guy.
He does send me a lot of those videos on Instagram. The guys practicing. It's always the dirtiest people. It's like a dude and his girlfriend trying to practice telekinesis. There's one they call, it's like electricity one, and it's like him doing it, but it's just because they didn't pay the light bill, and it's like flickering. And they're outside, and he's like pushing, and the grass blows, but it's because there's a fucking like thunderstorm right there. Those are tight. I do like that. If you can convince yourself that you're doing that, sick.
Hey, you're living the best life.
Yeah.
Those people are the happiest.
I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to say who's actually doing it, but we know who's doing it.
Who is it, Brandon?
Who is doing what?
Controlling the weather.
We all know.
Yeah,
we all know, dude.
We all know. Yeah, like if you, it's a if you know, you know thing. Right?
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I like if that, you know, Brandon. You know. Yeah. If you know, you know. We got it. We got the camera.
Yeah, we know.
Hey, hit him with.
See, look at that. You know, you went in right okay. here with me, man. You know.
I think you have Bell's palsy.
What's Bell's palsy?
It's like when your face stops working sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just freeze up. That's what used to happen when I would smile because I used to suck at smiling. Like, I remember one time I tried to smile and this dude was like, it looked like your face was twitching.
Brandon, do your best smile. Yeah. That's good, dude.
Yeah, good. Great smile.
Oh, yeah. It's good
and you can
now.
Just turn it on like oh, yeah. that, dude.
Back then, I couldn't. It was like this. And then my just start turning. I can't do it, but it was like I would do this, and after a minute, it just started shaking. It'd be like weight lifting or some shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But now I just do this. It's good.
It's good.
It's
man.
Good.
It works.
I like it.
I like it too.
What the fuck would we even do?
This
here?
Is how I smile.
Oh.
Oh God!
First to drive.
Yeah, don't do that,
dude. By the way, new Smile 2 movie. That shit was so ass, bro.
Ass.
So ass. The first Smile was really good, man. Mm-hmm. So I had high hopes for this one. This one fucking sucks, dude. Let's look at some images.
Now, don't give any spoilers out. But why was it bad?
No spoilers. It just they go for a whole bunch of gore over a decent plot. There's a guy that looks just like Alex Z in the movie. And you do see him naked.
What's his name?
Alfredo. His name is Alfredo in the movie.
Alfredo.
There it is. Alfredo's scene.
This?
You say,
yeah, that's him.
Oh,
that's him, dude.
Smokes, that is.
Holy shit. That's Alfredo, man.
That's wild as hell.
They call him Alfredo because he's got the sauce, dude.
Scroll down. Sauce, scroll down a little bit.
Semen.
Yeah, that's Eric right here.
Hold up. Right here.
Dude. It's like look Eric my, if he was Scandinavian.
Look, my Alfredo pasta. Hell yeah, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, this movie. If you hate your life, go watch this fucking movie, dude. It sucks.
Two thumbs down. I watched the Trap movie. That was good. Trap with
I didn't see that
Shyamalan.
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
Close
yeah.
enough.
Your nice Shyamalan.
Your people.
This?
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't seen this yet.
That's not it.
M. Night Shyamalan directed this.
Yeah.
You won't believe the twist.
Really?
Thought you were talking about the Parent Trap.
You got to tell me the twist out the camera.
Yeah, I got you. I don't want to spoil it, though.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Yeah. All right. Look, I got you.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Epps is really white.
Have you watched this? Hold on. This is what I've been watching. I finished this recently, The Million Dollar Heist with Kevin Hart and Samuel L. Jackson.
How is that?
And Terrence Howard. It was amazing.
It is?
It is really That's good.
Is that Don hair. Cheadle back there?
Yep.
I don't know. It's
dude, it's
baby.
Really good. Like, I'm telling you, you guys need to watch this.
That's that dude's real fucking hair.
What, Terrence Howard?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's Terrence. That's, oh, that's why he had that hair.
Yeah, he had it for this.
Oh. I think he was just
rocking
it. I don't got
Peacock. You gotta have so many goddamn subscriptions, man.
That is crazy.
Yep. And it was good. Like, it was.
It's really good. It's a limited series movie or what?
Yeah, it's limited series and it is perfect.
Okay, okay. Like, it's a true story about the heist after Ali's return to the ring. Okay, okay. Yeah. I like it, spooky.
Is it spooky? No.
Uh huh.
Not spooky.
All right. Well, as you
Speaking
can tell,
of Muhammad
from the,
Ali.
Mm-hmm, as you can tell from the sign of JJ's mouth being agape.
Yeah.
I turned away from the mic, dude.
Jesus.
Oh my goodness.
Tired, dude.
You had 5 more minutes, man.
Yeah, I'm locked in, bro.
Yeah, like a
don't
wolf.
Make me fucking call Jake, dude. I will.
You guys will get him hurt.
That's the goal.
Because he's gonna come over here. He's gonna hear this. He's gonna come over here and be like, "Let's do it in the living room right now." And then I am not going to take it easy. And it's not going to be his fault because he did nothing wrong.
Dude, you
He did nothing wrong but believe in himself. But you two have hyped him up to where I have to. I was just going to lay him down lightly. I'm going to slam him on his shit.
You got to hit him with the sweet chin music. Throw him through the glass door, dude. You got Shawn Michaels him.
So whenever he's hurting, he's talking about he has a new ailment, it's going to be your fault.
Yeah, I just don't underestimate anybody.
No, you shouldn't underestimate. You are underestimating somebody.
Oh, I'm not underestimating
You're
anybody.
Underestimating me.
I said you could get it too. Anybody could do it.
So you saying you want something too? What you talking about? I can get it.
I mean, I could join.
Make it a threesome.
Yep.
Okay.
We're gonna do a threesome. Me, you, and Jake.
A threesome. That sounds gay.
And that's a problem. And that's a problem.
What?
All right. That's how we did it.
I fucking hate Scrappy Doo.